Federal Landscaping, Colin speaking.
Hi, is it Colin there?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hey, Colin. Sorry, I thought you said Travis. Sorry about that. Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, get back in touch with the business, see how things have been going for you so far this year.
Hey, pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You guys had a pretty successful year. Is it
better than last year? So far.
But, good.
Hopefully the weather will stay cooperative with any luck.
Right, I know that. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the year. It's crazy. And do you guys do any like snow plowing or anything in the wintertime, or what do you guys?
Yeah, we do snow removal in the winter.
Okay, cool. So there's the other avenues that you guys go in. You don't just close up shop. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, also touch base and see if you had any other plans, you know, for maybe equipment or what else you guys are looking at over there.
Right now we don't have any plans yet, but things always can change. But definitely keep you in mind if we definitely need to do any type of financing or opening line of credits or anything.
Right. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. And yeah, I was just curious, how'd you guys like kind of get involved in the industry? How long have you been doing it for?
It's my father's business. He actually started back in 1974, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Business been around for a little while.
Yeah. And you just kind of picked it up where you left off?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good. Well, that's good.
I'll definitely thanks for giving me a call. But, like I said, I'll definitely keep you in mind that next time I have some need for any open line of credits. Our credit is actually excellent, though. But what is the bottom rate, interest rate that you guys are running with for well-qualified buyers? I mean, not buyers, sorry. people are going to be borrowing money from you.
Right. And that's for equipment side, or are you looking at the capital side?
Both. If you could give me both.
Right. Okay. So equipment, it's, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel. It's pretty like your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, and they send up, you know, monthly payments. Rates are typically right around like the low mid single digits, you know, on up, depending on what you qualify. I know it's very vague, but it's just we don't have like a rate we write on the wall, you know.
yeah, I understand, but I was wondering kind of to give you our credit score right now. Probably 805 or something like that. So I mean, it's pretty high.
Wow, right? And who do you guys normally work with?
We usually work with TD Bank. So far, they've been pretty good to us.
Right.
I think right now, our open line of credit is 5.25 or something around about.
5.25. And how large is the credit line over there?
We have it's $40,000 open line of credit with them.
Okay, and yeah, what's your gross annual sales? Just so I can give you an example of what we be able to do.
This year, it's probably going to be around, I'm guessing, 350 or so, around about.
Around 350, okay. Yeah, so right around there, you know, we can generally free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So right around there, you know, we'd be looking right around 35,000, you know, around 52,000. Something like that for its capital. Now with our programs, though, it is like a line of credit, but it's like it is more a termed loan. So like generally the terms range from 3 months to 36 months. Mm-hmm. So that being said, it is, because it is short term, it's a fixed cost, and generally, you know, they start around 10 cents on the dollar on up, depending on what you,
All right.
Yeah, but is after you get, you know, approved, they go over term options. So say you had like a 2 year term. I mean, if you wanted a percentage, it's around 5%. If you had a 3 year term, it's around 3%.
All right.
But obviously anything shorter, you know, it'd be looking different. But it is a fixed cost, and it's not like you're lying where it compounds against you. And how much do you usually use that line for? Like, I know you mentioned you look for another one. Do you guys max it out frequently?
No, I wouldn't say we max it out, but we get close to it. It depends. I mean, if we have like a dry winter, for example, where there's pretty much not much in the way of income coming in, then we can come close to maxing out the line of credit when it comes by the time we start getting some cash rolling in the spring.
Right. Right. So it's definitely what these are designed. It is a bridge loan between those, you know, hard times, or maybe you guys, you know, bulk up on the inventory or marketing, anything like that. And we really quick, and it's unsecured, so we're not looking to follow the money as well. Or it's callable either. But also with that, do you guys, you just use it for cash flow, or do you guys also add on equipment with that line as well?
No, it's purely for cash flow, because much better financing rates generally through financing companies for equipment.
Right. Right, and that's, you know, when you get the, generally too, if you're with the dealers as well, like if you go to Caterpillar or anything like that, they definitely have really good rates. I mean, we're very competitive, excuse me. But sometimes with that being said, sometimes they don't always, you can't get as many pieces of equipment.
A new snow pusher for our Bobcat, and they're offering 0%, so obviously.
Right. So, like, obviously, they're making the money off the machine. But sometimes it's limited. Say you needed four of them. They only do it for one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like, that's definitely options. And we are very competitive, and we have, you know, some of the best rates in the industry. It's definitely, like, another option for you if you do have any other needs coming up.
One question I do have is, do you guys have some type of annual fee that you charge in addition to the interest rates? If you have an open line of credit or anything like that?
No, there's no like fees and everything that goes into it. They don't charge an annual fee like that, no.
Yeah, because that's one thing that TD Bank has, and can't say like too much. They charge, I think it's like $300, $350 per year just to have the open line of credit stay open.
Right, exactly. So you're constantly paying for it, especially if you're, that interest adds up. And that's, there's nothing wrong. Like, lines of credit are great, but like there's definitely alternatives that we have. It's very fixed, like I said, so you can, it's very transparent. You can work out the numbers and, you know, see if it works for you. Hey, so definitely.
I was going to say, I'll keep you in mind, but if you want to give a reminder, usually the time that we find that we need to start borrowing is around, kind of around February, March, something around there.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you want to mark it down, I'll call back again around then. Definitely, if you want to see if we have any needs then, or if I'll just keep you on file. But, yeah, right now we're pretty much at a really good cash flow point at this point of the year.
Right.
But, yeah, if you want to try back like February, March or so, then see how we're doing then.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, yeah, I'll reach back out to you around then. And I think that's about the time we spoke this year. It was earlier around that time. But, yeah, I'll definitely reach out. And if there's anything else in the meantime, you know, feel free. I'd like to get something going for you.
I was actually going to say, you might want to put a little, man, if we have a ton of snow in the winter, then yeah, we probably won't need any cash, but if it's not getting much of snow, then that's a different story then.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll check in with you. I'll check with you right on December, January, and then we'll just go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, take care, Colin. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take
Thank
it
you.
Easy.
Uh-huh. Bye.